rule of law, basically disregarding the rights of civilians, the right of nonviolent activists under international law and Israeli law. We charge that Rachel's right to life and to dignity were violated by what occurred that day. And the judge basically went to a place to say that what the Israeli military did, what militaries do in anything that they determine to be acts of war, is legitimate. And so that's kind of where we're left.
Craig Corey, your response. Rachel was standing in front of the home of a Palestinian family, preventing its demolition. And what do you want to see happen now?
Well, of course, Amy, we're going to have to review all of our options. I think that this needs to be appealed. Of course, it has to be opposed, this sort of thinking. You know, I think you do know that I was in Vietnam in 1970. And strangely enough, I, as a combat engineer, I had some responsibility over bulldozer operations. In the first place, when you talk about...
We have 15 seconds.
I think we have to oppose the idea that a military can do whatever it wants. We have to oppose the idea that there are no civilians in wartime. We know that there are civilians down in Gaza. Gaza is a place under occupation, and it was not a war. We have to oppose these ideas, and we have to oppose it any way we can. And we need the support of American people. We need the support of people around the world to do that. Thanks.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for being with us. Craig and Cindy Corey speaking to us from Haifa. That does it for the broadcast. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Renee Fell, Sarah Mate, Nermeen Sheikh, Steve Martinez, and so many others. I want to thank everyone for being there. I'm Amy Goodman, broadcasting from Tampa.
This is your WUSB concert billboard for Monday, August 28th. The Power Squids will be at the Tappan Barrel in Smithtown, 8:30. Your concert billboard for Wednesday, August 29th. Stone Temple Pilots will be at the Paramount in Huntington, 8 p.m. Miles to Dayton will be at Harborfront Park in Port Jefferson, 6:30. Martini Garden, Oogie Wawa, and My Summer will be at 89 North in Patchogue. Your WUSB concert billboard for Thursday, August 30th. B.O.B. will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village, 8 p.m. Persona, Casual Hearts, Life Between Sleep, and The Walking Tree will be at 89 North in Patchogue. The Bread Freeze will be at the Saltwater Grill in West Hampton Beach, 6 p.m. This is your WUSB concert billboard for Friday, August 31st. Felix Cavalier will be at the Bolton Center in Bayshore, 8 p.m. The Primate Fiasco, Funkin' A, and Jelly Band will be at 89 North in Patchogue, 9 p.m. Opera A to Z by Long Island Opera. It's a free show. Bring your chairs and blankets to Shorefront Park in Patchogue, 7 p.m. Buddy Merriam Trio, mandolin and bluegrass music will be at the Maribel Tavern at Three Village Inn in Stony Brook, 9 p.m. Shecky and the Twang Tones will be at Fadley's Deli Pub in Patchogue, 9:30. Sean Lee and A.M. will be at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. Your WUSB concert billboard for Saturday, September 1st. Jason Mraz and Christina Perry will be at the Nikon at Jones Beach Theater in Wantagh, 7 p.m. Larry Chance and the Earls, Jay Siegel's Tokens, will be at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, 8:30. The Bogeyman will be at the Stephen Talk House in Amagansett, 9 p.m. Young Rebel Goombas will be at the Prime Restaurant in Huntington. Gary Sellers and Bobby Nathan Band will be at Bob